For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump says, for the time being, he hasn't decided against declaring a national emergency in order to get border wall funding. But that doesn't mean he's changed his mind about the need for a wall.
We have a country that is under siege. You could actually, a lot of people don't like the word invasion. We have a country that's being invaded by criminals and by drugs, and we're going to stop it. So I want the Democrats to come back to Washington and vote.
Angry government employees posted pictures of their $0 pay stubs on Twitter, along with comments revealing their frustrations about the shutdown that is now the longest in U.S. history. A Standard & Poor's global ratings analysis finds the partial shutdown has caused a $3.6 billion loss for the U.S. economy. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
A winter storm is causing havoc. KMOV TV reporter Paige Halsey.
As the storm moves east, conditions are expected to get worse. More than 65 million people are under winter storm warning. Here in Missouri, state officials say there are at least 12,000 homes and businesses without power in the central part of the state. Here in St. Louis, there's nearly a foot of snow on the ground. The National Weather Service has issued winter weather advisories for Missouri, Illinois, and Indiana.
The investigation continues into why a gunman shot a California policewoman. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
Police say it's a mystery why a gunman on a bicycle ambushed and killed a Northern California policewoman. Davis County Police Chief Darren Pytel says at the time, 22-year-old officer Natalie Corona was investigating a car accident.
The suspect rode up on his bicycle. Officer Corona was in the street in between two vehicles involved in the collision, and the suspect basically just opened up fire.
The gunman later took his own life.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
There's new legal issues with the legalization of marijuana. USA's Tim Berg reports.
The first four states to legalize marijuana for recreational use were Colorado and Washington in 2014 and Alaska and Oregon in 2015. Just because it's legal, though, doesn't mean your employer approves of it. I had a chance to sit down and chat with Alex Berenson. He's author of the book Tell Your Children, The Truth About Marijuana, Mental Illness, and Violence. And one of the things I asked him is some of the issues that employers are having regarding marijuana.
So no surprise, a lot of employers don't want to deal with their employees using marijuana. And so this has actually been a very contentious issue around employment law, but it's clear that this is, this has just set up a whole bunch of court fights where people say, well, I need it medically. And the employer says, we don't want you using this. And there are sort of long drawn out battles about whether it's okay or not.
It turns out clutter can lead to health issues. John Clemens reports.
Researcher Robin Zasio, in her book, The Hoarder in You, writes clutter isn't just a housekeeping issue, it's a health issue. She recently told Prevention magazine, every time you walk into your home, that clutter brings you down. There's a sense of not feeling comfortable or emotionally free in your own home. Other researchers report clutter competes for your attention, wearing down your ability to focus. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.